Welcome to Paranormal United States, episode 10, with Georgia.
Hi, thanks. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about Lake Lanier. So this popular and also largest Georgia lake is a must for summer vacations and weekend trips to get away from it all. But what if I told you there are some urban legends swirling around these glassy waters? Perhaps sinister stories so crazy that you may just never look at this lake in the same way again. So, the sinister stories behind the lake include strange phenomena, odd creatures, and most spine-tingling of all, inexplicable death. You're going to like this one, Ash. What was supposed to be a man-made reservoir by the US Army Corps of Engineers ended up causing death and destruction through unregulated water flow, sinking homes and towns along the way. However, throughout the years, there have been an uncanny amount of deaths associated with the lake, from boat crashes to drownings, even vehicles losing control and careering off into the water. Mysterious drownings have occurred, with bodies showing up miles from where they went under, and sometimes years later. Some people who have almost drowned in the water of Lake Lanier describe the experience as if they were being pulled underwater or held there without having any control. And that's just some of the weird stuff that people have experienced. There have been rumours that ghosts linger at night time on the lake, whether it be the Lady of the Lake moaning without any hands, or a ghostly raft that has been seen appearing and disappearing at night for decades. Legend has it that a ghost of a long dead woman roams this lake in a flowing blue dress. Mysterious arms reach out for swimmers from the watery depths. Angry spirits call people home to submerged graves. What ultimately led Lake Lanier to earn its title of being cursed. The lake was created in the 50s by flooding valley communities that contained a cemetery, fueling beliefs that it's cursed. Historians say that some unmarked graves and other structures were swallowed up by the waters. So basically what they did was they flooded the whole area, bought out all the land from all the people that lived in the communities, but there was a cemetery there. They tried to move and did move all the marked graves, but some of the unmarked graves that they couldn't establish who owned them were left behind. And this has led to some of the mysterious sort of sightings, mysterious sort of happenings in the lake over the years.
It's quite new because it's only the 50s. I expect it to be like over 100 years old or something, like with all the stuff that's happened there, but only the 50s.
Yeah, it's 50s. So what's that, 60, 70 years now? Yeah. And the weird thing is that more than 500 people have died in those 70 years.
Wow.
And 200 of those have died since 1994. So it has got a pretty weird history.
How big's the lake?
So it's got the equivalent amount of water of 950,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools. 625 billion gallons of water.
Sounds like a lot.
Sounds like a lot, yeah. It looks huge. The picture behind me is the lake, or part of the lake, so you can see it. It is a huge place. Also, the Netflix drama, Ozark, just out of interest, which has its own high body count, was also filmed at the lake as well. So just to add a bit more depth. So loads of weird things happen, which I'm just about to come on to now. But in 2017, one of the local divers, a guy by the name of Buck Buchanan, obviously, told local media that he sometimes felt body parts in the lake during many of his dives. He said, you reach out into the dark and you can feel an arm or a leg and it doesn't move.
Gosh.
I don't know why you keep going down there.
Why would you like not go, I don't know, try and get him recovered?
Far too many. So that's enough about the weird sort of lead up to now. But we've got some hauntings and some strange things. So as I mentioned earlier, it was strange creatures, hauntings and whatnot. Right. So some, like I mentioned about the unmarked graves, some blame the spirits from those graves because they weren't relocated in the 50s. So because they've remained there, they're sort of not been able to move on. Others
Now
fought the
they're
French.
flooded.
Yeah, so underneath all that water is what was essentially loads of different communities. There was barns, there was farmland, and it was like a lush area of American sort of land, really. And the US Army decided, no, we're going to make it to this reservoir. We're going to buy out everybody. The government paid what they said at the time was a fair price. And it was only after a short time that people were like, actually, I'm not going to be able to live off this money, and it's not as good as I'd hoped it would be. So there's a lot of people unhappy with it. Where anybody who's sort of like relocated, that kind of thing, I think is it's not going to be a nice sort of feeling anyway. So, but others fault the phantoms on the 27 victims who have died over the years at the lake, but whose bodies were never successfully recovered. So there's lots of people who have gone missing. The most famous ghost story, known as Lady of the Lake, though, reigns supreme in this part. In 1958, two friends, Delia Mae Parker Young and Susie Roberts, departed from a dance. After getting gas and skipping out on paying for it, little shits, they skidded off a bridge while crossing the lake and disappeared. The following year,
Karma.
karma, yeah, karma's a bitch. So after getting gas and skipping out for it, they skidded off the bridge and disappeared. The following year, a fisherman came across a decomposed, unidentifiable body floating near one of the bridges. And it wasn't until 1990, so what's that, 32 years later, that officials discovered a 1950s Ford sedan with remains belonging to Roberts, which meant that the body found back in 1959 must have belonged to her friend Parker Young. So locals didn't need a forensic analysis to know this. They had seen Parker Young themselves wearing the blue dress she had borrowed that night, wandering near the bridge with her handless arms, so the story goes, she snatches unsuspecting lakegoers and drags them to the bottom. So she was
With
actually
handless
found.
arms.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. So the body was actually found with two toes from each foot missing and no hands. And they can't figure out why or how that had happened. So
That's weird.
it's a bit weird. It's a bit weird. But then there are bodies that rock up, or bits of bodies that rock up on the River Thames, for example. The like feet in shoes, and there's no body. That happens a lot. Just saying. So it's not unusual for bodies to arrive at the surface with limbs missing. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right, okay.
So that's the Lady of the Lake, and she is seen quite frequently. Then there's something called Fish Head. This is one you're going to like.
I say, I bet it sounds good.
It actually sounds as weird. It is as messed up as the name suggests. So it's said that a woman who was expecting her firstborn child was walking the shore of 6 Mile Creek, which is part of the lake, enjoying the sun and shadows at the back of this creek, which empties into the lake. The story goes that a giant catfish chasing prey, probably a fish or whatnot, splashed up near the shore and frightened the woman to such a degree that when her baby was born, he had the features of that very catfish.
What?
His eyes were small and beady. His mouth was nothing but a lipless slit in his face, and he never grew hair. His skin was pale grey, and his feet and hands had webs between the toes and fingers. This child was become known in the local community as Fishhead.
So when was is this like when was that any
Don't know.
pictures or was it like an
There's
actual thing?
no actual time to this. It's just an urban legend. But it's a weird one that happens. Some people report seeing a fish-headed, man-sized creature walk in the woods as well near the lake. And they refer to that as fish head.
Wow. So
Bit
she's
modern.
got scared that much. Her baby became a fish head.
Yeah, that's some proper DNA mutilation, if ever I've seen one.
Why
Genetically
not?
modified baby. But yeah, so that it doesn't, that's not even the weirdest thing. So There have been occasional reports of a mysterious Wrath equipped with a lantern on a pole, ridden by a shadowy figure that uses the pole to push it along, and which allegedly appears and disappears out of nowhere. In one particularly harrowing account, two fishermen saw the ghostly Wrath while out lake fishing on a rowboat on one cold autumn night, around 1 o'clock in the morning. In this case, the mysterious Wrath was around half a mile away, in an estimated 45 foot of water, yet the rider was still using the pole to move along, which obviously would have to be a very long pole. At one point, this figure shouted something to the two fishermen and proceeded to jump off the raft and into the water and start to swim towards them. So this alarmed the two guys, obviously, who pulled their lines and were hurrying to get out of there, thinking it was perhaps someone meaning to do them harm. It's at this point that the lantern on the raft extinguished, and then when they shined a spotlight over at the raft, it was no longer there to be seen, and they couldn't see the occupant again, and the raft would not appear again that evening. So they just completely baffled by this, and this raft is seen quite often. People see it across the lake, along with the lady of the lake as well by the bridge. But
I would not go fishing at night, like on a lake.
No.
It's a bit vulnerable. Necessarily.
Yeah.
Scary to be in the middle of a lake, in the middle of the dark. Just
what,
especially around that, it's like I say, it's all like misty and foggy and stuff.
Yeah, it's like something out of a horror film, isn't it? And that's the kind of thing that you'd look up and you'd see UFOs and all sorts happening, I suspect. But incidentally, I've not been able to find any connection between like the paranormal stuff that seems to happen and any kind of UFO related activity in the area. But I imagine there probably is. But as you can see, there's lots of open space. There's lots of woods, lake, water.
Yeah, Georgia's a huge state in it, and lots of bits. There's probably some farmland. So,
yeah, so who knows what's going on there, but... So that's it for my little roundup of the weird happenings in Georgia. There are lots more stuff happening in Georgia, but that's just a little small bite of something that I've been able to find. Thanks for joining us.
Nice one. And we'll see you next week, where we will be going to Hawaii.